And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. The Trump administration made a bold statement on the world stage over the weekend, launching a large-scale military strike on Venezuela and capturing dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife. And the reaction internationally has been predictably split as Brazil, Cuba, and Iran condemned the operation. Shocking, I know. Speaking of those who refuse to back down, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave atheists a masterclass in Christian courage over the Christmas holiday. After issuing a proclamation giving state employees an extra day off to celebrate Christ the Savior, the Freedom from Religion Foundation demanded she rescind it. Sanders' response was essentially, no, Christmas isn't just a holiday, it's a celebration of Jesus Christ's birth. She wrote, quote, meaning matters, and we will not pretend otherwise. And you contrast that with Texas State Representative James Tallarico, who's a Democratic Senate candidate and apparently owns a Bible that he's never read. Tallarico claims scripture says nothing about abortion or homosexual marriage, but goes on and on about forgiving debt and healing the sick, which she interprets as support for student loan bailouts and government health care. Just vaguely sprinkling Christian themes on a left-wing agenda and hoping voters don't notice. That's definitely the progressive playbook. And speaking of progressives, or something far worse than a progressive, New York City's new mayor, Zohran Mamdani, wasted no time showing his true colors. Within hours of taking office, he signed executive orders scrapping the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, lifting anti-BDS measures, and revoking protest-free zones around synagogues. This all from a man who founded a Students for Justice in Palestine chapter, also calls Israel's military operations genocide, and praises members of the Holy Land Foundation convicted of funneling millions to Hamas. For those in New York's Jewish community, City Hall just became hostile territory. On the legal front, the First Circuit Court of Appeals has once again reversed Obama-appointed judge Indira Talwani's attempts to block President Trump's Planned Parenthood defunding law. This marks the latest rebuke for a judge who's become something of a one-woman resistance movement. Even judges appointed by Democrats are telling her that she's overstepped. Dozens of abortion facilities have announced closures, proof that killing babies is central to their business model. And finally, speaking of the Trump administration, it is currently suing Virginia for giving illegal immigrants in-state college tuition benefits unavailable to American citizens from neighboring states. A student from West Virginia could live 30 minutes from a Virginia school and pay more than someone who crossed the border last year. Republicans have controlled Virginia for 4 years, yet this policy remained on the books. Better late than never, I guess. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.